We're honored to have you here. Thank you very much.
Jacksonville attorney Hank Cox made Nelson an honorary member of the city's Rotary Club Monday at the Omni Hotel as an unusually packed room of club members cheered and applauded. Nelson's appearance had all the hallmarks of an inaugural address. She started off by relaying her personal background and first experiences with the legal system.
The earliest and most powerful of my teachers was my father. He devoted his entire career to law enforcement and was the first who admonished me to never lose respect for the awesome power that the stroke of my pen had.
Nelson's father was a sheriff's deputy and then a U.S. Marshal before retiring. Where she began with sweeping inspirational platitudes, the newly elected state attorney ended her speech with specific policy goals, starting with appointing the right people to work for her.
I have recruited, as my most important advisors and leaders in our office, people who share these same values as I, and whose careers reflect the competence, ethics, professionalism, and the exercise of judgment that our public deserves.
Nelson says she intends to appoint a committee to review all death penalty cases and issue recommendations, streamline her violent crime and homicide units to foster better communication, strengthen community relationships, and increase transparency moving forward. She defeated incumbent Angela Corey in August Republican primary by close to 40 percentage points, signaling a departure from traditionally conservative, tough-on-crime policies. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News. I'm Ryan Bank in Jacksonville.